Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 58, the verses 13 to 14. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13 to 14. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride in triumph on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. My theme for reflection is rediscovering the delight of the Sabbath. Rediscovering the delight of the Sabbath. Isaiah 58:13 invites us to call the Sabbath a delight. The Sabbath, or Shabbat, meaning to stop, is a day set apart for rest, reflection, and worship. In the post-exilic community of Isaiah's time, the people had strayed from observing this sacred day. They were using the Sabbath for personal gain and neglecting worship and the needs of the poor. In this context, the prophet challenges them to return to the true meaning of the Sabbath, a time of joy, worship, and connection with God and others. Isaiah's message echoes the deeper spiritual reality of the Sabbath as a gift from God. It is a day blessed and made holy, not merely for ceasing from labor, but for experiencing the delight of God's presence. Just as God rested on the seventh day of creation, so too are we invited to rest and be refreshed. This rest is not just physical, but spiritual. It is a time to reconnect with the one who sustains us. Most of us have become disconnected from the joy of rest. We are babysitting the world, unable to trust that things can carry on without us for a day. But the Sabbath reminds us that we are not in control. God is. Stopping our work and resting in God's presence is an act of faith, a declaration that we trust Him to take care of our needs. As Isaiah 58:14 promises, when we honor the Sabbath, we will take delight in the Lord, finding joy and fulfillment that only He can provide. My dear friends, our world is one of constant activity. But the Sabbath offers a radical countercultural invitation to pause, to rest, and to delight in God. It reminds us that life is more than work and productivity. It is about connection with God, with others, and with ourselves. The Sabbath is an opportunity to experience the fullness of life as God intended. A life not dominated by busyness, but by rest, joy, and worship. Taking time to rest on the Sabbath can be transformative. It allows us to step back from the demands of life, to reflect on God's goodness, and to reconnect with what truly matters. The Sabbath is a time to let go of our worries and trust God to carry us through. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you begin to view the Sabbath as a delight rather than just a day of obligation or rest from work? Number two, what steps can you take to incorporate a regular rhythm of rest and worship into your life, allowing time for both physical and spiritual refreshment? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of the Sabbath, a day set apart for rest, reflection, and delight in your presence. As we have been reflecting for the past 2 days on this very significant day of rest, Help us to honor this time and to embrace the rhythm of work and rest that you have designed for us. Teach us to find joy in you, to let go of our busyness and to trust you with our lives. May we experience the fullness of life that comes from resting in your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.